And again, good morning. Welcome to Talkin' Taxes with Dan Traxler. Dan is an enrolled agent. You know,
What is an enrolled agent?
Yeah, it just kind of goes. Again. It doesn't go anywhere. It's like he's not enrolled in school. He's not enrolled in the class.
I'm enrolled to practice before the IRS.
And I know we may have touched on this on an earlier show. Why enrolled? What enrolled where?
Well, the IRS doesn't want us to say anything like licensing or being certified by or being qualified to, other than being qualified to represent clients before the IRS. It's like if you think of an attorney, the attorney is represents clients before the bar.
Right.
You know, we represent clients before the IRS. And we meet at the bar afterwards.
But you do more than just that.
Oh, I do a lot more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I work with the IRS. I also do tax consulting. I also do some fiduciary accounting for one of the local attorneys in town. I can write opinions on tax issues. And I have a weekly radio show, KVGC.
There we go.
Voice of the Gold Country.
Today, we're talking taxes with Dan. Our topic is starting a business or changing your business tax type. And that's something that actually my wife and I did just recently. So Dan, let's start off. How many choices of tax structures for business does a new or existing business have?
Well, basically there's, federally, basically there's four. Statewide, there's five. The fifth one being a limited liability company or a limited liability partnership, LLC as they usually call them. Most people start their business as what's called a sole proprietor.
Right.
Which I'm assuming that's what you did.
That's what we did.
Yeah, that's sure. What I did too. In fact, I still have my sole proprietorship going for a little side business that I have. And as a sole proprietor, it's a lot easier. You don't have to fill out any paperwork with the IRS or with the state. Sometimes you have to fill it out with the county to file a DBA doing business as whatever you're doing business as. But it's a very simple tax structure. But it doesn't have any provisions that protect you from liability claims from your customers.
So why would someone who is, let's say, a sole proprietor want to become a corporation then?
Well, it depends upon how much income you're earning. It's a big decision to make because once you become a corporation, most people don't realize that you're actually establishing a separate entity. A corporation is no longer you. You have a separate business, and that business is run by yourself or a board of directors or several different individuals. And usually when you're making more money and you have a lot more liability concerned with your business, and maybe even you're thinking down the future, you want to sell the business. It's easier to sell a corporation than it is to sell a sole proprietorship.
We did it more for the liability reasons.
Most people do.
Yeah. So now, S Corp, C Corp, that was one of the things that we went through too when we decided when we incorporated.
Yeah,
explain to everyone what the difference is.
Well, an S Corp, a C Corp is basically a separate corporation that pays its own taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the income in, all the expenses going out, and the bottom line is if it's a net profit, you pay tax at the corporate level, meaning that the tax is paid by the corporation. An S Corporation, if there's a net income, then that net income distributes to the owners of the S Corporation in proportionship to their ownership. Mm-hmm. For example, if there's only one, then they get 100% of the income or 100% of the losses. And those losses are income are taken, in most cases, on their personal tax return.
Now, why would the government allow that? You know what I'm saying? Why an S and a C? Why not just have it a C?
That's a good question. The problem with a C Corp is that you are paying tax. They say you're paying taxes twice. You get taxed twice on the income earned by the owner. Where the owner has an employee, has to be an employee, and that employee is paid a wage, and also the taxes are paid by the corporation, and a net income is paid by the corporation. So you're taxed twice. You're taxed as an owner, and you're taxed as an employee. I mean, as a corporation. When S Corporation, you're already technically only taxed once when it flows to your personal tax return. But in reality, real reality, they're really close to the same, because if you are an S Corporation, you better be paying yourself a paycheck or you're going to be in deep trouble with the IRS, especially in 2013 or 2012 and 2013, because they're targeting S Corporations that are not paying their employees, mainly single owner employees of S corporations. They're not paying themselves wages. Mm-hmm. They're wondering, how do they get money out of that corporation?
So if let's say there are two or more owners,
mm-hmm.
so wouldn't they want to form, you know, just form a partnership?
Partnership's another way to do it. A partnership is a very simple structure to form. It's very simple, just as simple as a sole proprietorship. All you need is a partnership agreement. And then it's money in, money out, a separate tax return, and the partners receive what's called a K-1 statement. It's mm-hmm. kind of like a 1099 when you're sole proprietorship. There's also a K-1 on an S corporation, and that K-1 is printed and goes to your individual tax return, whether it's income or expense, and it goes against what other income you own on your personal tax return. The problem with a partnership is there's no liability protection with a partnership, because sure. each partner is subject to the liability of the partnership with no limits.
So, you know, you mentioned the LLC there, mm-hmm. and what's the difference then between an LLC and a partnership?
Okay.
And then I'm going to throw another one right in there too.
Great.
Sole proprietor.
Okay.
My wife and I.
Mm-hmm.
Can my wife and I be sole proprietors, or is there only one sole, thus sole proprietor?
That's a good terminology. Okay, let's start with the LLC and the partnership.
Okay.
An LLC is a tax structure was established by the states, not by the federal government.
An LLC.
LLC, limited liability company. The federal government allows states or recognizes the state's structure of an LLC. Not all states have them, but most of them do. Mm-hmm. And every state has different laws with the LLC. So that if you have formed an LLC, then your liability is limited to your investment, how much you put into the LLC when it started. Let's say, for example, you bought a building. You and your buddy went down and said, hey, we want to buy this commercial building. I'm going to put in $50,000. He's going to put in $50,000. And we're going to put that as a down payment. Now we own this building. We're going to rent it out to KVGC radio station.
Sure.
Okay. Well, then you're only, and if there's a lawsuit, you're only subject to $50,000 of liability. So the first $50,000 is on your back. Anything above that, you're not liable for the, personally liable. LLC liable, as a business, you're liable, but not personally liable. With a partnership, you're liable for the whole thing.
Everything.
The difference between LLCs, LLCs and partnerships are seen as exactly the same entity as far as the IRS is concerned. Any type of income that's passed from an LLC or a partnership is taxed just as if it was sole proprietorship income, meaning it's subject to the old dreaded self-employment tax, mm-hmm. you know, the 15.3% Social Security and Medicare tax that all sole proprietors
right.
tend to pay. Your second part of the question was sole proprietorship. Can a husband and wife be a sole proprietorship? No. A husband and wife can have a business together. If they have a business together, then technically it's a partnership, and they should be filing a partnership return, and then each one of them receives a K-1 from the partnership return and reports that on their tax return. You can't split, and it's done a lot, though. A lot of tax preparers will split the income between the husband and a wife on a sole proprietorship, but that's not the way it's supposed to be done. You should have two separate Schedule Cs on the tax return, each one of them earning their own separate income and reporting their own separate expense.
We're talking with Dan Traxler, talking taxes today here on 1340 KVGC. Starting a business or changing your business tax type is our topic for the day today. Can an existing business change their tax filing type of business, say from an LLC and become a corporation?
Yes. Well, what they can do is they can be an LLC and apply to be taxed as an S corporation, or they can be applied to be taxed as a C corporation too.
Mm-hmm.
You have to apply with a form to the Internal Revenue Service, and they will, in most cases, they'll grant the request. The problem that happens with LLCs is most of them, once they form an LLC, then they'll try to be taxed as an S corporation. The reason being, now they have a profit. And that profit as an LLC is taxed as a partnership mm-hmm. return. They have to pay self-employment tax. If they change it to an S corporation, then that's not taxed with self-employment tax. And the IRS is looking at those entities, too, that change for that
sure.
reason. You know, nobody tries to cheat the IRS. You know, no one does. It's, you know, we all want to pay all the taxes.
Exactly.
Exactly. So that's why they have the auditing department of the IRS to look at these issues. Now, you can change from a sole proprietorship, of course, to any type of tax structure you want. You can change to an S corporation, you can change to a C corporation, you can change to a partnership if you have a partner, or you can change to an LLC.
So can a husband, and I still want to go back to this other question. So can a husband and wife form a partnership, or does it have to be two separate?
No, husband and wife can form a partnership. You bet.
They can, okay.
Yep. Also, a single owner, like a sole proprietorship, can be an LLC.
So an LLC can have only one member then?
But, yes, it can. But what the IRS calls it is a disregarded entity. It's kind of a... interesting term. IRS uses funny terms sometimes.
Disregarded entity,
meaning that you don't file an LLC tax return. You don't file the return. All the income and expenses are reported as if you are self-employed on what's called a Schedule C in your personal tax return. Well, the states, particularly California, you only have to file page 1 and page 3 of the LLC tax return because the state of California, they just want their $800. Mm-hmm. Whether you make money or not. If you have an LLC in California, it's a disregarded entity, you still have to pay them a minimum franchise tax fee of $800. Also, if you have more income on your LLC, let's say exceeding $35,000, you have to pay 1.2% of that gross to the state of California as an excise tax. They not only want the $800, they want even more than that. So it's kind of a disadvantage to form an LLC in California as a single entity.
Dan Traxler, we have run out of time.
Oh, boy, it sure goes fast, doesn't it?
All right. Talking Taxes with Dan Traxler. Dan's located out on New York Ranch Road here in Jackson. What are your office? Are you there Monday through Friday?
Right now it's Monday through Thursday because Friday has become my golf day until tax season starts. Tax season starts actually the middle of January. I'll go back to probably 6 days then.
Sure.
And it's 623 New York Ranch Road, 257-0270, or call me on the cell, 781-6201.
All right, we're talking taxes today with Dan Traxler on 1340 KVGC. Will you come back again next week, Dan?
I'll be here bright and shiny.
You know, you said something during the show there about an audit.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about IRS audit next week?
If you'd like to.
Okay, we'll talk about IRS audit next week, talking taxes with Dan Traxler.